Hello, welcome to Daily Ish for Tuesday, December 1st. It's minus 14, feels like minus 22 with the old wind chill. But this is not a weather podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Daily Ish, by Feed Press. This is Daily Ish. Feed Press, visit feed.press/dailyish today to sign up and try Feed Press for 14 days, no contracts or commitments. And be sure to use promo code Dailyish during checkout to get 14 days. No, I'm messing that all up. 10% off your first year of usage of FeedPress, which is a awesome podcast hosting and analytics platform. Even just for a blog, you can use it. But we use it here at Good Stuff for podcast hosting. And it's how we feed the files out to the world. And the way we know that they're going out to the world is FeedPress just added a geo-analytics stats package. And it basically allows us to see where everybody's coming from in the world, the country they're coming from, to listen to our podcasts or download them anyways. We don't know if you listen to them. We don't have that kind of stats. It's just kind of like the file was requested from somewhere in the world, and there it went to Finland or somewhere. So very cool. feed.press/dailyish is where you can check that out. And also by Patreon supporters such as yourself, patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcast efforts a little more directly and what I do here. It's good stuff. So first off, or wherever we are in the list of things that I've already talked about, very happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Sue. She is turning another year older. I'm not sure. We don't really care internally when we talk. We don't care about the age, the number, but she's the same age as me, but a little bit younger, if that makes sense, by a few months. And so today was her birthday. It's always a fun, happy day. Kids made breakfast in bed, which is fun and stressful, and lots of arguing about no jumping on the bed when you're trying to eat scrambled eggs on your lap. But nothing was spilled, no damage was done, and got them all out the door this morning off to their various activities today. So don't sing. If you see my wife, if you see Sue somewhere in the world today, don't sing happy birthday. Just say happy birthday. Doesn't want you to sing. No singing. She likes singing, but just don't sing awkwardly to her. The other thing that's I mentioned I think in the last episode, often if there's something I like feel like I should be talking about and there's like a stoppage in my brain and like won't let me talk about it, or I feel like I don't know how to talk about it. The other thing that's happened recently is in reference sort of to the Patreon folks, I kind of feel like I cheated on them a little bit, is one of the sort of milestone goals, reward level, not rewards, but goals I had for it was to someday maybe have get enough money support to upgrade the computer I'm using here at the Good Stuff headquarters, the frozen headquarters. Kyle's down, I guess, in the warm California headquarters. And so that was one thing I wanted to do, was, you know, just as a goal someday maybe, because my laptop was working at I have a 4-year-old MacBook Air that I use for most of my stuff. And we have an even older 7-year-old plus iMac that I was using and recently sort of transition to basically using my Air full time for everything, podcast editing and recording, and then also the website design stuff I do. And the old iMac is kind of just sitting here and debating what to do with it, and wanting to probably sell it, thinking I should upgrade at some point to something at home here just to do. It's 13-inch screen is great for most things, podcast editing and video work and stuff that I do occasionally. Like, I do podcast editing a lot, but video work occasionally is quite painful on a 13-inch screen. And even like podcast editing with multi-track stuff, when I've got some clients that I work with, some folks I work with have 4 or 5 tracks, guests or whatever on a episode, and it just gets a little bit full and hard to see what's going on, and I'm sort of scrunching over this little screen. So, and while I could get a bigger screen for it, it's also an older laptop and it just takes a longer time to export, and even like with the MacBook Air line, it's like not battery performance is the focus, not power performance or whatever. So it, even when I bought it, I knew it wasn't like geared for like video editing, crunching through data kind of stuff exactly. It works well enough though, but anyways. The long and the short of it, or whatever, is that I decided to go to the old financial institution known as the bank of my father and apply for a inner family loan. And this is, I'm not being sort of extra cheeky with it. It is a loan that I'm paying back every month and that kind of thing, but fairly low family rate interest, as it were. And so picked up a new iMac, 27-inch iMac. So that's fairly loaded up. I figured I'm going to use this machine again for another 7 years at least or so, barring any sort of major drastic changes, but 5 to 7 years, and wanting to make sure it's a good machine. And so it's if you're, my Wi-Fi is down right now, but the middle 27-inch model upgraded to, I went with it for any tech geeks out there. I miss talking about Apple stuff on podcasts, but I went with the, it's a 4 gigahertz i7, 16 gigs of RAM, the 4 gig AMD graphics card. And but I went with the 2 terabytes, what are they called? Not the SSD drive, but the, what is it? Apple has their fancy name for it, and it's, I'm drawing a blank right now off of it. But oh, Fusion Drive. Thank you for whoever was shouting that back at their podcast player. I heard you. 2 terabyte Fusion Drive, which is like a, has a SSD drive in it where all the important data is stored, and then I think it's a 256 gig SSD. Could be wrong. And then the rest of the hard drive is a regular hard drive. So you still get the benefits of your operating system and stuff being on an SSD, but you get a massive amount of storage without having to pay for the SSD prices of a massive amount of storage. So with having video work and podcasting work that takes up a lot of space, I just didn't want to have to always be shuffling files back and forth and moving around. I just wanted to be able to work. And so that's where I decided to go with the Fusion Drive. I hope I don't regret that. That's the one thing I'm like, shoot. I hope I don't regret that in the future, because these computers are fairly stuck with what you get, basically. I'm sure some folks know how to change hard drives and stuff, and especially in a couple of years, I'm sure it'll be well documented how to throw an SSD drive or whatever we're using in 3 or 4 years into this thing. And so now I'm in the process of, well, first of all, new machine, amazing. The display on it is amazing, super crisp, clear, bright colors, awesome sort of color depth to it. It's got some crazy retina color matching thingies going on, which I don't even know how to make use of yet. I know that editing video in Final Cut Pro on this thing, because it's a crazy resolution, 5,120 pixels by 2,880 pixel resolution display. I was editing something in Final Cut Pro and I was used to my 13-inch screen, and the little window where you see your sort of your editor screen of what your playback is on this iMac now was like the same sort of taking up the same amount of the screen, but it was fuzzy again. And I was like, why is it fuzzy? This is like an amazing screen. And here the thing, because it's like such a high res screen, it actually was blowing it up beyond 100%, that little video, to fill that block. And so I was actually seeing sort of a pixelated version because it was blowing it up higher, upsampling it or whatever, than what, whereas on my MacBook Air, it was like 50% size kind of thing. And so crazy amount of pixels in this thing. And of course, for editing podcasts, exporting audio and video stuff, it goes super fast, which is also what I wanted, because it's, my time is basically what I'm charging folks for when I'm editing podcasts. And so if I can do that stuff quicker, I can theoretically make a little more money. Not like the amount of money the iMac costs directly right away, but over time, hopefully. Anyway, so that's kind of fun. If you have questions about the iMac, I'd love to answer them. You can hit the discuss this episode link in the show notes. I'm sure there's some nerds out there who have questions about it, as I would. And I'm running out of time here, so I'm going to cut myself off there. Suffice to say, the old iMac, 7-year-old iMac, which is still a pretty cool machine. It's hard to like look at a 20, I think it's a 24-inch screen. I forget what it was. But it still looks like a newish computer to me. It's not as thin, but who cares about thinness on your desktop, Apple? It still feels like a great computer. I think putting an SSD drive in that thing would make a huge world of difference on it. But anyways, have to move data off, package it up, and get it sold at some point here to help pay for this new one. So all that to say, I hope you have a great day. Now I have less blockage in my brain about what to talk about. Sorry, Patreon supporters, for cheating on you with money from elsewhere. I still appreciate your help. It'll help pay for this thing either way. And I hope you have a great day. Bye.